Good morning. Two brothers have been arrested for arms trafficking in Malaga. They allegedly used multiple identities through the use of forged ID cards. 18 firearms, including submachine guns, were seized, which were acquired abroad and illegally introduced into Spain, so the Guardia Civil confirmed yesterday. The Guardia Civil had the collaboration of the police in Slovakia, the Czech Republic, the French National Gendarme and Europol. The investigation began at the beginning of this year when, through international police cooperation channels, it was discovered that a person resident in Spain had acquired several state-of-the-art pistols. During the entry in search of a house carried out on the 3rd of August, the two brothers were arrested and the weapons were seized. Power company Iberdrola has switched on Europe's largest solar power plant, with the 390-megawatt Francisco Pizarro array now producing to the grid. The €300 million solar power project is the company's largest to date and will supply some 335,000 homes and avoid CO2 emissions of 150,000 tonnes a year. Iberdrola built the plant based on long-term power agreements with dairy products maker Danone, pharmaceutical conglomerate Bayer and the drinks giant Pepsi. Iberdrola has 19.3 gigawatts of operating renewables and has earmarked €14.3 billion for build-out of wind and solar farms, along with a smart grids program by 2025. Spain has sent 25 40-foot containers to transport 600 tonnes of Ukrainian grain by train in a new pilot project. The grain transportation project has been organised by the Ministry of Transport as an alternative or complement to sea routes at a time marked by the invasion of Russia and limitations in the country's Black Sea ports. Renfe has sent the containers to the border between Poland and Ukraine to transport Ukrainian corn to Spain. The pilot will test the technical and economic viability of rail transport of cereal through the rail motorway that crosses Europe. The containers left Madrid last night, bound for the Polish town of Chełm, where they are expected to arrive in the fourth week of August. And a man in Huelva has been jailed for defrauding his employers out of €520,000 after he stole and resold 7,000 hams. The man, who has not been named, stole the jamón from the curing warehouse where he worked over a period of 6 years. Although he faced a 6-year sentence, it was reduced to 11 months and 29 days because the case took so long to come to trial. His wife was also convicted on the grounds that she was his accomplice, and the two were ordered to repay €529,900 to his former employer. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.